Talk Live. 855-450-3733. That's the number. You can call in, talk about anything you want. It's toll-free, brought to you by SACL CAI. This is Luther.
And this is Julia.
And Ian will be joining us shortly, but he asked us to take over in his absence. How are you doing tonight, Julia?
Pretty good. It's kind of crispy out for Halloween. Little snow on the ground still.
That's right. Yeah. And the kids are all over the place, of course. Mm-hmm. We got candy out front here. So if you're in the Keene area,
happy Halloween.
Come stop by the LRN studio and we'll and take some candy. So I got a story here, not Halloween related at all, from Hawaii. And this comes off of FoxNews.com. But apparently a Hawaii's couple's daughter was taken away for 18 hours over alleged sandwich theft. A Hawaii couple's 3-year-old daughter was taken away from them for 18 hours after they were arrested for forgetting to pay for 2 $5 sandwiches. This is unreal. This is unreal. This could happen to a family like ours. Nicole Lesinski told Hawaii's KHON. The outing-turned-nightmare happened Wednesday while the family was shopping at a local Safeway. We walked a long way to the grocery store, and I was feeling faint, dizzy, like I needed to eat something. So we decided to pick up some sandwiches and eat them while we were shopping, Lesinski said. Lesinski, who is 30 weeks pregnant, her husband, Marcine, and daughter, Sophia, bought $50 worth of groceries but forgot about their 2 chicken salad sandwiches. It was a complete distraction, distracted parent moment. As the family left, they were stopped by store security, who asked for the receipt. I offered to pay. We had the cash. We just bought the groceries, she said. So how does that sound to you, Juliet? I mean, does it sound like she, you know, meant to not pay? Like,
well, it's funny that you bring this up, because actually a couple of weeks ago I was grocery shopping and I had, you know, basically almost $200 worth of groceries on the cart or on the conveyor, and she's bringing them in, and the cashier, in the snippiest voice, said something about, like, there's nothing under that cart, is there? And my first thought was, are you kidding me? I've got $200 worth of groceries here. You think I'm trying to steal, like, a box of Coke or something? You know, and the way she said it, I just thought it was so rude, and it really irritated me. When you told me about the story, I didn't even realize that they had bought the groceries, too, the $50 worth of groceries. It just seems very unreasonable.
Sure. I mean, like, they had cash on hand. They offered to pay for it, even. But apparently, instead, the expectant mother told...
Mutta. Hello, Mutta.
told KHON that the Safeway manager called the police. They were taken to the main Honolulu police station, where they were booked for fourth-degree theft. And I looked this up. What fourth-degree theft is it's you don't necessarily have to steal something. You just have to have the intent to steal something.
That seems silly, because anybody can claim... How can you prove intent?
Right. There are some ways you can prove intent. Like if you said, oh, I'm going to steal this sandwich, and there's nothing they can do about it. But, you know, clearly that's not what happened at all.
No.
And I'm pretty sure these charges are going to be dropped, but it's just absurd that it got this far. I mean, like, the manager could have, like, looked at the situation and been like, okay, well, they're willing to pay for it. Fine, yeah, you know, it's a mistake. Anybody could have made it.
Well, I was telling you that I have been in stores before. This actually happened at CVS once, where I came in looking for something else. You know, I grabbed something, and then I was looking for something else for a while, and when I didn't find it, I started to walk out. And I remember once, like, getting to the door and realizing that I had something in my hand and being like, oh, gosh, because it was really an honest mistake, and I went back and paid for it. But if I had crossed, you know, that line, if I had gone out the door and they had noticed, mm-hmm. I mean, I could have been arrested.
Yes, for something as petty as that. You know, and just an honest mistake is easy enough to do. But at the same time, I mean, do you feel that the store has an obligation to protect themselves from, you know, shoplifting? I'm not sure.
I would say in my case, for example, like if I had the one product and I had walked out and they said, well, we think you're shoplifting, while I would it would be a terrible mistake and an expensive mistake. I would understand the store's position. In this case, I don't agree with it at all because they'd purchased the groceries and because it seems like the kind of thing that really could be a genuine mistake very easily.
Yeah, the kicker that got it for me is the fact that they offered to pay. I mean, that's so key for me in understanding this case and how absurd and just ridiculous.
Well, and, you know, I used to, I'm not proud to admit this, but when I was young and dumb and I had no morals, you know, when I was like a 12-year-old, 13-year-old kid, I used to steal stuff from stores. And when I did it, I never had any money or any intent to buy anything. What we would do is we would go and we would walk around, you know what I mean? And we would take stuff. We wouldn't buy a single thing.
Sure.
So to say that this person had the intent to steal a $5 sandwich when they were at the store for a while and they purchased all these groceries, to me, sounds ridiculous.
Right. And you know, it's okay to do that. It's okay to buy a sandwich and walk around the store and then pay for it as you leave. I mean, that's acceptable. And it's pretty common practice. Like, I see people doing it all the time when I go to the grocery store. So the simple fact that they just forgot to pay, you know, which is fine, you know, especially if you have a parent and there's a lot on your mind and you're just picking up some groceries, you know, and I don't know if this was in Honolulu, but Honolulu's, you know, a good-sized city. It's probably busy on a, you know, a weekday. It seems logical that it's easy enough for them to have forgotten about it. And also, I think the store is way out of line in calling the cops on them, and the police and the district attorney down there are way out of line with going through with charges against them.
I agree.
And what's even worse is that they took their kid over all this. And that's, you know, something the government does. If you're ever accused of any kind of crime, they'll separate the kid from you, you know, and try to extract answers from it, you know, and they won't give it back. Sometimes you have to wait anyway for it to process and everything. And also, some child protection service, that's what I'm trying to say, will, if you're accused of any kind of crime, they'll try to use that as leverage against you to try to get your kid away
from
you.
So they took the kid away, right, for 18 hours?
Yeah, just for 18 hours, which, you know, is long enough to be worried if you're a parent.
Right. Well, because you don't really know where they're taking them. If they arrest you, if they put you in cuffs and they take your kid, they're, you know, your kid's just gone, I think. If anyone has experience with that, I'd love to hear. Have you ever had your kid stolen from you?
Yep, 855-450-3733. Have you ever had your kid stolen from you, like you said?
I don't have kids, so I have no experience with this whatsoever. But
that's I like that you phrase it like that, because that's exactly what they do, is they take your kid from you. You know, they steal it. They kidnap it, basically.
Yeah.
Just like
they kidnap you, and they kidnap your kids.
Yes. So when they notified us that they would have to take her because we both would be arrested, I just couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe this was happening because I forgot to pay for a sandwich and that she's never been away from us this long.
She was 3, you said?
Yeah, 3 years old.
That sounds like a pretty traumatizing family experience.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
I mean, she's not going to remember it when she's older, but...
No, I'm sure
at the time
it was probably scary, you know, these strangers who are telling her that her mommy and daddy are bad people and all that stuff. I'm sure I wouldn't have liked that if I was a 3-year-old kid.
No, I actually don't remember any of this, but Mom always... We're siblings, by the way, for those of you who do not know. But Mom always used to tell me that I was one of those kids that really liked to, like, be around her. You know what I mean? Like, I would stay by her side, and if she went away, it would bother me.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So this would be a very stressful situation for a 3-year-old Julia.
Absolutely. We didn't know where our daughter was, didn't know what the situation was. She didn't have any clothes. They just took her right from the grocery store. And that's another terrifying thing, is that they just won't tell the parents, you know?
Yeah, that is creepy.
Yeah, very creepy to try to separate them from their parents. And this is something the state seems to want to do through the institution of public education as well.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You know, so 855-450-3733. You can take control. Tell us if you've ever had any kind of situation like this happen to you. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today. Today.
Greetings again. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner. But we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is the time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't, and opportunity's knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. That's a toll-free number you can call in and talk about anything you want. Also, go over to freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of free stuff for you there. All kinds of content, archives going back 5 years, I believe.
I think so.
Yep, we got. There's the BBS, the Cam, you can go to cam.freetalklive and check us out on the webcam.
We are beautiful people.
We are indeed. So, this is Luther.
And Julia.
And we have taken over. This is now Miranda Talk Live.
That is true.
The siblings are filling in for now until Ian gets back. He's doing some Free Keen TV, which, of course, will be posted later on the week over at freekeen.com. And we just got done talking about a story in Hawaii where a couple was shopping. They bought some sandwiches when they first got there and ate them while they did their shopping and forgot to pay for them on the way out. So the grocery store, Safeway, which is a pretty big chain out west, arrested them and had their child taken away from them.
You know, that doesn't seem like a very good decision, business decision. If there was a Safeway, like right now in Keene, there are four major grocery stores that you can choose from.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was a Safeway in Keene and I heard about this, I would probably choose to take my business elsewhere.
I think I definitely would. In fact, if there was a Safeway here in Keene, I would not go there ever.
In fact, this. I may be never going to a Safeway again.
Yes. Well, Safeway did issue a statement. They said, "It appears we may not have handled this matter in the best possible way, and we are taking the situation seriously."
You know what bothers me about that? You made a mistake. You didn't handle the situation in the best possible way. But once you get the police involved, there's no going back.
Right.
They're not just going to let you go and say, "Oh, don't worry, you don't have to come to court. It's not a big deal anymore." Like, Safeway has decided you can just pay for the sandwich. Now, you're in the state's hands.
Sure.
And they're going to try to extract money from
you. It's already too late, basically. I mean, and fortunately, they plan to fight it in court. You know, a lot of people will just roll over. And I really hope these people, I wish them luck, you know, and if there's any way to get a hold of them and maybe help them out, give them advice. You know, the jurisdictionary.com is a sponsor of the show, but it's also a great resource for people who don't have a lawyer and maybe can't afford one. I mean, they have another kid on the way and they already have a daughter that's three, you know, family that's just starting out like that. You could probably use, you know, a hand and not have to pay a lot of legal fees.
Yeah, that's sad. That's a sad story.
Yeah, it really is. So, also in international news, hackers, the online hackers, threatened to expose cartel secret, and this is Anonymous, the famous hacker group that's international and around the world. And apparently one of their members was kidnapped by the Mexican drug cartel known as the Zetas, and they're demanding his release or else they're going to expose all the corruption that goes on in Mexico.
I actually had this in my show prep.
Yeah? Did you want to read it?
No.
Okay. Well, I got mine from Chron.com, C-H-R-O-N. An international group of online hackers is warning a Mexican drug cartel to release one of its members kidnapped from a street protest, or it will publish the identities and addresses of the syndicate's associates, from corrupt police to taxi drivers, as well as reveal the syndicate's businesses. The vow is a bizarre cyber twist to Mexico's ongoing drug war, as the group that has no guns is squaring off against the Zetas, a cartel blamed for thousands of deaths, as well as introducing beheadings and other frightening brutality. "You made a huge mistake by taking one of us. Release him," says a masked man in the video posted online on behalf of the group Anonymous. "We cannot defend ourselves with a weapon, but we can do this with their cars, homes, bars, brothels, and everything else in their possession," says the man, who is wearing a suit and tie. "It won't be difficult. We all know who they are and where they are located," says the man, who underlines the group's international ties by speaking Spanish with the accent of a Spaniard while using Mexican slang. So, like, what do you think about this? I mean, the group Anonymous going up against a vicious drug gang.
It's very brazen. I think I'd be terrified to do such a thing.
Yeah. It helps to be anonymous.
It does help to be anonymous. I was going to say their weapon of choice is, yeah, I think they're probably pretty safe. And if one of their friends or cronies or whatever has been taken, then how was he taken?
He was at it doesn't say too much about it. He was just at a street protest, and the Zetas grabbed him, apparently.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. Maybe they didn't like what the group was protesting, or they just want the ransom from him. They just grabbed him randomly.
I wonder if it was a drug protest.
Could be. Who knows? I wish they said a little more about that.
Because everybody doesn't know this, but everybody should know this, that there is nobody who wants drugs to stay illegal more than the cartels.
Right. Yeah, apparently it doesn't say anything other than it occurred in the Mexican state of Veracruz during a street protest. That's about it.
Hmm.
So, like, I think exposing all that corruption like this is, you know, well, it's something Anonymous does, as well as personal information. They'll expose that as well. They did it with the Boston Police Department and their union for the Occupy Boston arrests that occurred. You know, they were unhappy with that, and they're kind of doing the same, you know. And he says that everybody already knows who's in the pocket of the cartel. You know, they're just going to expose it publicly.
It's very interesting because I think when most people think cartel, they think, you know, like dirty drug dealers, and there's certainly plenty of those. But it'd be interesting to have them reveal the names of the politicians and the police officers and the, you know, sort of good citizens type people that are involved in the cartels.
Sure, sure. And Anonymous seems to be the group seems to be pretty effective at getting information when they want it.
Yeah. Did you see? I only spotted it. I didn't really read it too closely, so I could be a little off on this. But I thought I read something about them exposing child porn, like people who.
Oh yeah, I saw something about that too. They were going after pedophiles.
Right, and they exposed their information and basically did what the police, you know, can't do.
Right.
By exposing these people who use children for. Obviously terrible things.
Yeah, yeah. So I think it's great that Anonymous isn't just going after government, but also going after, you know, anybody who's an aggressor like this.
Social ostracism.
Yes, yes. And it seems to be a pretty powerful tool. I'm curious as to how it's gonna work up against a group like the Zetas, though.
They're a pretty dangerous group.
Yes,
to
they
go
are.
Against.
You know, a huge drug cartel in Mexico, you know, running drugs across the border and stuff, you know, armed by the American government, probably the Mexican government, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like you said, it's brazen, and it's very dangerous to usually go up against these
I would say, yeah, threatening them in general
in
is probably
way, yeah.
pretty dangerous.
Sliding them in public is going to probably get at least you beaten down.
Yeah. You know. And these people, they have ways.
Yeah, they behead people.
Yeah.
For Christ's sake.
A while back, I can't remember, wasn't it something like 30 or 60? There was a large number of police officers that had been killed in New Mexico, I think, by drug cartel members. So they had a problem where cops were like afraid to be cops, basically, and they
sure.
had like people quitting.
A cop shortage?
Yes.
Could be a good thing, could be a bad thing, who knows. 855-450-3733. How do you think this is going to play out for Anonymous? Do you think they're going to leave with their heads intact? More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the toll-free number you can call in. This is Free Talk Live with Luther.
And Julia.
And Ian will be joining us shortly, but in the meantime, we're going to be talking about what we want to, and of course you can as well if you call in. That number again is 855-450-3733, brought to you by SACL CAI. And Julia, you had a little tidbit you wanted to share. I think this is pretty interesting.
I think it's interesting, too. I thought it was funny. The name of the article is... Is NYPD sending drunk homeless people to occupy Wall Street? The NYPD has allegedly come up with an ingenious way to sabotage the Wall Street protest in Lower Manhattan. Just send drunks and homeless people down there. The increased presence of drunk homeless people and drug addicts has been causing tension in Zuccotti Park. Apparently, the amount of freeloaders caused the Occupy Wall Street kitchen to scale back operations for a few days in protest. The Daily News today reports that the place has basically become divided between real Occupy Wall Street protesters on the east and the homeless riffraff on the west. There is now a wrong side of the tracks at Zuccotti Park.
Wow.
I find this interesting because... And they're going to get a little more about why they have this theory, but I'm not a conspiracy person, and I don't really like to make speculation about, you know, whether or not there are some people who are sabotaging protests in general, not even just the Occupy Wall Street, but like the Liberty Movement and stuff. But so this is interesting to me, just that these homeless people basically are claiming that the police told them to go there.
Yeah. Seems like the kind of like just low down tactic some the NYPD would do. They sort of have a reputation for being very corrupt and sociopathic is the word I would use.
Violent sociopaths.
Yeah. I mean, think of all the other stuff that's come out about them. You know, they've admitted on camera to having quotas, you know, arrest quotas. They've admitted on camera to planting drugs in order to keep their convictions up, you know, and to keep their numbers up.
Yeah, this seems right up their alley.
Sure, it's not that far of a stretch to me. Why do you think they would, I mean, are the occupiers technically breaking the law at all just for being there?
You know, I do not follow the Occupy Wall Street movement as closely as many others do. But
I don't really either.
I mean, it just doesn't really interest me. It seems like a mixed bunch, and some of them have some good things to say, and some of them don't. A lot of what I've seen on, at least on YouTube, a lot of what I've seen I don't like. But I wonder why the police have an interest in, or would have an interest, providing this is true, but in stopping protests. I mean, I feel like in general, police probably just don't like protests. You know what I mean? It's a lot of people, and they like to control people. And then I also wonder...
It's hard to control people when they outnumber you.
Exactly. So I think in general, it probably just bothers them. They have a very large vested interest in the state. That's what they do. They enforce rules for the state.
Yep. The state pays them. The state pays for their retirement. The state pays for their health care.
Yep. So they're really involved in the state. And although, in my experience, the Wall Street protests really aren't very anti-state. In fact, they want more state, many of them. So, but I guess what they claim they want is a totally different state. So
right.
They just don't realize that you can't have that.
Yeah, some of them. And it's interesting because there are plenty of Ron Paul supporters out there. I mean, I've seen videos of people talking about ending the Fed and bringing back the gold standard and all this kind of stuff. And then on the other side, you know, you have people who are saying that businesses need to be more regulated than they are.
By the government.
Right. As if that's going to fix anything.
Right. So to continue on here, according to a Daily News op-ed, the shift has been helped along by friendly NYPD officers. The NYPD seems to have crossed a line in recent days as the park has taken on a darker tone with unsteady and unstable types suddenly seeming to emerge from the woodwork. Two different drunks I spoke with last week told me that they've been encouraged to take it to Zuccotti by officers who'd found them drinking in other parks. And members of the community affairs working group related similar stories they'd heard while talking with intoxicated or aggressive new arrivals. So basically, the drunk people in the park are telling people that the police officers are telling them to move down to the park. So they're not even, they don't even care that they're drinking in public, which isn't that what they do, right? They enforce the laws.
Well,
so
it doesn't say that they're drinking in public, or they're just that they're drunk.
Well, they're drinking at a park.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, it said okay. When they're drinking at a park, they tell them to take it down to Wall Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So if you really care about the laws, right, because police officers, you know, I'm just doing my job,
right.
I got to enforce the law.
They have to.
Right, so how come you're not enforcing the law here? You want them to take it to the park all of a sudden because it somehow supports your interests?
Mm-hmm. Well, do you think that... I mean, because that kind of comment sort of sounds almost like take it down to Zuccotti Park, you know, like, why don't you go with the rest of your riffraff? I'm sure that's how the cops see them.
Maybe.
Or do you think they're really like, oh, yeah, well, if you're going to do that, do it down in Zuccotti Park with the secret motive that, you know, if they're down there, they might cause a ruckus, and then the cops will have an excuse to come in and crack some skulls.
Well, it says here that there were several stories from basically like the community kitchen. So when these homeless people go and they, you know, get their food, they're talking about, according to this article anyway, they're talking about how they're being encouraged to go to the park and drink.
Okay, so the cops definitely seem to be sending miscreants and riffraff.
According to this, apparently there's so many of them that it's very noticeable as well.
Right. You mentioned that there's a wrong side of the tracks now, you know, almost. I'm sure it scared off some people, you know.
I wonder if any of those
altogether.
People have been on YouTube videos, because I've seen some of them, you know, because I watch some of the Wall Street, the videos, and I've seen some of them where, you know, some guy pops out of the corner and is just like, wow, where did you come from? I wonder if any of these homeless people have made an appearance yet in the
There have been
videos.
Some. I mean, one of them was complaining that the occupiers are making a mess, you know.
of his park?
I guess so, you know.
This is my bench.
Yeah, we have a fellow like that in Keene who will actually get mad at you if you sit in his bench.
He'll also put canes in your face, like shake a cane at you.
Oh, yeah. And he's not homeless, but I don't think he is, at least.
No. But he's a veteran.
Yeah, and he's not really a pleasant fella anyway.
No.
So, that was interesting. Anything else with the little article?
Okay, so an NYPD spokesperson told them that this is false. Regardless, the homeless population has put Occupy Wall Street in an awkward position of calling on the cops for help dealing with the troublemakers in their rule-breaking encampment. F the police. Unless we need the police. It really is a brilliant, if supremely scummy move by the NYPD, if it's true. Much has been made of the protest's embodied nature. They say the micro-community in Zuccotti Park is supposed to represent some ideal vision of society where everyone has a say and the pizza is free. How can they turn away the least savory of the 99% without basically becoming the man they spent the last few weeks protesting? That is a very interesting point.
Yeah.
Because they say that they really, this 99% thing is a very catchy phrase that they've come up with. And I have seen them yelling on YouTube and saying, you know, we're the 99% and when this is about all of us.
Yeah.
But apparently they're picky.
Yeah, yeah. The poorest of the poor. Well,
right.
We feel bad for them and we want other people to pay for them so that we just don't have to look at them or deal with them.
It's pretty ironic. I don't know if it's true or not, but I thought it was entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, please call us. Tell us what you think about these homeless people.
855-450-3733 is the number. Yeah, I mean, like you said, and it kind of, at the heart of it, it's sort of what's wrong with the Occupy movement for me is that, you know, they want to stand up to the man, but they also want to be the man and enforce the regulations and kick the homeless people out.
Yeah.
So 855-450-3733. Are you the 99%? Call in and let us know. Free Talk Live, more coming up.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack a day smoker will save $120 a month and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855 to get vapor or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733, that's the number. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. This is Luther.
And this is Julia.
And, Julia, over the break you were just telling me about this news article you found that is from where we used to live, down in Florida, South Florida. So you want to take it away?
Yep. They've gone completely insane down there.
I always thought they were.
Yes,
but
I agree, but they have, like, crossed a new line of insanity. Your home is in danger of no longer being your castle, if that's where you like to light up. Now that anti-smoking crusades have snuffed out cigarettes in the workplace and at restaurants, proponents have turned their attention to where people live. A statewide effort is seeking to curb smoking in apartments, condos, and public housing. The goal is not just to protect smokers from their own bad habit. Oh, I love that sentence.
Sure.
Is it the government's responsibility to stop you from every bad habit you have?
Yes, especially a bad habit that the government subsidizes.
It's so ironic, isn't it?
It is. The entire tobacco debacle is just a clusterfrick from start to finish. I mean, it's a plant that's native to this continent, you know, that was used as a sacred herb forever, that, you know, became popular with Europeans, you know, and is now a huge industry here in America, subsidized by the government, but also they put a lot of restrictions on them and limits and how they can advertise, who they can advertise to, and now where you can do it.
It's also, I mean, you cannot grow a tobacco plant in your backyard.
No.
That is illegal.
Yeah.
So it's very that they really, these tobacco companies, the two that I think are most known are, there's the Philip Morris and there is the R.J. Reynolds, I think are the names,
mm-hmm.
are in bed with the government.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really ruined tobacco. It's really given tobacco a bad rap, because I'm not sure if I'm not a cigarette smoker, but I have smoked plenty of cigarettes in my day. And I've smoked rolling tobacco, and I've smoked pipe tobacco and hookah tobacco and then that sort of thing, and cigars.
Mm-hmm.
And they're nothing like those nasty cigarettes.
Yeah, I completely agree. I smoke cigars and pipe tobacco currently, and I do not like cigarettes. I would never buy a pack of Marlboros. And, of course, there's always the e-cigarettes that are out now, which
right.
I think are a great alternative, too.
Which, you know what I find is very interesting about that? When I smoke a cigarette that, you know, like a thought, cigarette, like a Newport or a Marlboro or whatever, if I smoked one of those cigarettes, I'd be really lightheaded. And when I smoke the e-cigarette, which has nicotine in it, it doesn't make me lightheaded. So that leads me to believe that it's those chemicals, you know, because there's like 4,000 chemicals in cigarettes. So, I mean, it's got to be those chemicals that give you the lightheadedness. I don't know. That's just my theory, but.
Okay, yep. And, of course, we are sponsored by Vaporsmiths, which is an e-cigarette. Are you a... you know that this cigarette will kill you. You have been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try. They are a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Well, listen to this. Offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling better, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cutter miners with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com. And I wonder what this is going to do for the e-cigarette smokers, because it's not smoke.
No, and I don't know if you saw this, actually. The FDA came out with a statement on e-cigarettes and said that they're not dangerous.
Oh, wow.
Which surprised me.
Sure, sure.
Because I thought for sure, no matter what, they would say, this is dangerous. And I don't necessarily trust their, opinion no matter what it's on.
I was certainly expecting them to come out against it.
Yeah. No, they came out.
Because of the relationship that big tobacco has with big government.
They didn't, yep. For whatever reason.
So do you want to go on with the details
sure,
of this
absolutely.
New ridiculous law?
The goal is not to protect smokers from their own bad habit. It's also to stop them from endangering their neighbors with secondhand smoke that can permeate hallways and seep into individual units through vents and windows. Opponents don't think that anybody has a right to tell them what they can or cannot do in their own homes. Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
You are correct. Ding, ding, ding. The concept that secondhand smoke could seep through windows and endanger you is so crazy. I can't even. It's like a joke, right? It's a joke.
Right, right. Especially if it's a home and not an apartment building. I mean, really, what do you have to worry about? Plus, if you're worried about getting secondhand smoke, just don't go over to your neighbor's house who smokes or ask him not to smoke around you. Is it that difficult? Are we that removed from our community nowadays that we can't talk to our neighbors openly about something?
I would say that the government has definitely accomplished that. They like that. I think people are very separated. It's much easier to get somebody else to do your dirty work for you.
Well, you say you think the government did that. How do you feel?
I mean, by having such a large presence,
mm-hmm.
that, everything, they make it so that you don't have to take care of any issues that you want to do yourself. Like, if you don't like smoking, you can just go to your legislature and try to get them to pass laws so that your neighbors can't smoke.
Sure, sure.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
And police, calling the police instead of dealing with your own problems.
Another. Yeah, yeah. And I think that's really key, especially in a free society, is being not afraid to confront something about something, either whether it's big or small, or to ask for help, or even just to introduce yourself and get to know your neighbor. I mean,
I agree. I don't know any of my neighbors. It's kind of sad.
Well, you also live kind of far away from your neighbor.
Yeah, that's true. They wave when I get the mail.
Yeah.
Well, that's a start, right?
Yeah, that certainly is.
Smoking is bad for your health, but it's your right, says Ernestine Gray, a Deerfield Beach Housing Authority commissioner who lives in public housing. The authority is considering making smoke free. I'm trying to quit, but it's my choice. The Deerfield Beach, Palm Beach County, and Pahokee Public Housing Authorities are all working towards making at least parts of their complexes smoke free, a policy encouraged by federal housing officials. In the private sector, Madison Chase Apartments near West Palm Beach plans to offer smoke-free living in some of its buildings next month, according to Palm Beach County Health Department officials. The Archstone Delray Apartments expect to designate at least one non-smoking building in January. Now, you see, the health department seems to think that because an apartment complex is offering some of their buildings smoke-free, that somehow justifies this law that would go into place, and as if they're comparable in any way.
Right. I think it eliminates the choice in the marketplace. Like, if you want to go to a smoke-friendly place, you will no longer be able to do that down there. Whereas, smoke-free apartments and houses are available all over.
Yes, they really are. Where would you smoke?
Well, can't do it outside. Can't do it in a restaurant. Can't do it in... Well, you can still smoke in bars down in Florida, I think.
And you can smoke in your car so far, but in Australia, they banned it.
Yeah, and you can't smoke in your car in Maine, I think New Hampshire as well, if there's someone under 18 in the backseat.
We want our homes and our children to be safe and free of tobacco, said Ellen Feller, Health Promotion Director for the Broward County Health Department. We don't want it coming through the walls. We don't want people walking down the street and breathing in someone else's smoke. You're telling me that you believe that smoke is going to seep through the walls. And somehow someone walking through the street is going to have to be forced to smell this stuff.
Right.
Cry me a river. Get over it.
Even when I was a non-smoker, I always thought this type of legislation was ridiculous. It never bothered me, or if it did, I would go away from it.
Right.
Or somewhere where that smoke wasn't. It's not that hard to do, especially if you're outdoors. Especially if you're outdoors, because it's a wide open space. You're outside.
And it's supposedly owned by everybody, right? All this public property?
Mm-hmm.
How come you get to decide whether or not we get to smoke?
Right.
Why don't I have a say?
A lung full of smoke is nothing compared to the rest of the atmosphere, which is huge. Huge. Way larger than your lung.
I'm not a smoker, really. I mean, I'm generally, I would say I'm not a smoker. Occasionally, I'm a smoker, but this bothers me so much. I have friends who smoke. I've never been in a situation where I'm like, man, everybody's smoking. It's so gross. I need to get away from it. It's easy to ignore.
Yeah.
Just stand so it's not blowing in your face.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, even if you're in a bar or something where, or at somebody's apartment where smoke is, you know, you can smell it and you are breathing it in. I mean, you don't have to be there for one thing. But, you know, even that's not too bad. I mean, I can deal with that.
Well, and they're pinning each other against it. So it's basically smokers versus non-smokers. So it gives smokers a reason to be more disrespectful about it.
Sure, sure.
We need to respect each other.
Yeah, I used to joke that I was addicted to secondhand because I kind of like that kind of atmosphere. So 855-450-3733. More coming up. Hour number two is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com meets successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.